Kirsten Tungard Emmanuel is kindly with us for a cordial order today. Hey, Kirsten, thanks for joining us on the show again.
Morning, thank you. And I worked for Whakaata Māori at that time.
Yeah, yeah. So, see, the years pass by quickly, don't they? I watched Tōmai Te Pakipaki too. Half of the kaiwaiata were from your hood. And they were good too, I might add.
Yes, unfortunately, I wasn't able to watch it, but I'll watch it on demand.
What did you do with Whakaata Māori? Some might be a little unaware of that side of your CV.
I worked for a show at that time called Te Hetiri, which was, what's the equivalent now? So it was kind of, it was like Marae, it was like a magazine show, current affairs show, and under Wena Harawira. So it was great, a great time.
Beautiful Wena. Dragon-like, yes, at times, but still but still lovely.
She was, yeah, a great leader.
Yeah, we go back a while too. I mean, Wena, she's awesome. Hey, Kushla, the rugby board, it seems that rugby's in turmoil. I was, you know, a bit dismayed to see where Māori rugby sits. I've always thought that we were the poor cousin to the NZRU, but what would you say of the potential for a breakaway and for us to row our own boat? Or do you think we still need to sort of stick fat while the rugby fraternity try and work out their governance structures?
Yeah, well, interestingly, that was part of my role with New Zealand Rugby, was to review the Māori rugby governance structure. Because, yeah, a lot of people are not aware, like I wasn't when I got involved with rugby, that the Māori Rugby Board actually don't actually govern the Māori All Blacks. Because they're considered a team in black, quote unquote, which is a professional team, they are still under the mandate of the New Zealand Rugby Board. But I do know that, because I sat on the Māori Rugby Board as well in my last few years involved with rugby, they're working to get a stronger voice at the governance table and just even at management level. So I am aware that those discussions are continuing, and even at provincial union level, as they restructure. There is a possibility that the mandated seat might be relinquished to support the initiative of an independent board.
Do you have concerns about the code?
I don't have concerns about the code. I mean, to be frank, even though that they might lose that mandated seat, Māori representation is much stronger. The Māori Rugby Board do have a stronger voice, and I know that they've negotiated to have direct relationships with the main New Zealand Rugby Board. But I'm conscious that at a provincial union level, they may be concerned about representation on the board as well.
Is there a diet? Has there been a groundswell among supporters of Māori rugby to perhaps go it alone?
No doubt that comes up. That does come up occasionally, especially at times when there are reviews. Because something that I hope New Zealand rugby is coming to understand is not only the cultural value that kaupapa Māori bring to the game, but the economic value. I mean, you look at the merchandising, what sells, our motifs, our Māori designs, all over it. What do people think is synonymous with New Zealand rugby? The haka. So the Māori Rugby Board has been pushing for some work to quantify the economic value of Māori to the game as well.
Tēnā koe, there have been reviews of our response to Cyclone Gabrielle. Quite appropriately, you are the Labour Party spokesperson for Cyclone Recovery. What did you make of the review, Kushla?
Well, I mean, I don't think anyone's really surprised. What I hope will come out, I mean, obviously, what I hope will come out of it is better resourcing, etc. And ironically, I'm actually going to Australia as part of a new politicians troop meeting over there in May, and that's actually one of the things I've asked about, like, because they said, where else would you like to go? And I mean, I know the Northern Territory, for example, Nearly every time I speak to my auntie over there, she says, oh, we've got a cyclone coming. So I thought it would be good to talk to them too about how it's just another event for them over there and how they prepare. But what I really hope will come out of this review as well, Dale, is other than the obvious infrastructure stuff and the resource stuff, plans, etc., is that people will start recognising that iwi need to be at these tables. Iwi and hapu, who were a key part of the response, and, you know, hence the Labor government at that time devolved a lot of resources to them, will be part of the planning in the future, not just the response.
Tēnā koe. Thank you. Can we touch on a couple of other issues? I noticed there were changes politically regarding early childhood education with an increase in support, but there have been concerns about mātua being asked to submit 3 monthly invoices. Is that going to be feasible in the kōhangareo space?
Oh, not at all. I mean, you know, having been in business myself, it's a hoha. You know, and yet I signed up for that because I was self-employed. I knew that was the game. Parents haven't got people. First of all, there's the assumption that everyone's got a device that they can submit an invoice through. You know, this is just another example of being out of touch. And then all the different levels quoting they're stating that, oh, this is going to go straight to your pocket. Well, no, it's not. People are got enough on their plates. First of all, they've got the children. They've got to feed their children. And, you know, we're not certain yet whether or not they're going to get their lunch at school. Oh, come on, Dale, you know what. It's paperwork is a hoha. And also, you know, all the different levels. And when you compare it to the tax cuts they're offering landlords, it's very minimal. And it's half, actually, what they would have got.
Okay, can we talk about this dedicated room for Māori and Pacifica students, which seems to be a hot topic? I spoke with Winston, your Uncle Winston, earlier in the program. He says it's akin to KKK.
You know what? When I saw the headline, I had to have a giggle. People didn't seem to mind when it was for what. You know, it's a positive thing. You know, I've been dealing with Vic Labor, you know, down here. They've had a couple of visits to Parliament and then talking to the Māori and Pacific students. And I can relate because those environments are not always Māori friendly. So one of the things I did when I was at Vic Uni was I naturally gravitated towards Kapahaka. So we've got to do whatever we can to keep people in tertiary education.
And
manaakitanga.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, I've never met a Māori organisation that wasn't inclusive. Do you know what I mean? If people wanted to come and find out what's going on, you know, hara mai has always been our way. So, well, I'm wondering about the wording or if the university might have got that one wrong. Because, see, this room is a gathering room for Māori and Pacifica students. It doesn't say stay out. Does it?
That's a good point. I mean, because everyone can go to Te Herenga Waka Marae.
Exactly. That's on a university campus. So if there is fault, not that we're trying to attribute blame, but I mean, if there was a faux pas, where do you think it came from?
I think you've got a good point. You know, stating it like that may not have been the best idea, especially given the current climate and discussions around the treaty and all that sort of stuff.
You should put a sign on your office door, ACT members not allowed. You know, it's a government space or a public space. But anyway, they might be just pushing that one. What's keeping you busy over the weekend, or do you, as most deserve, take a break?
Oh, this weekend I'll be celebrating a 21st and a 50th with whānau, which is going to be great. And actually, one of my staff said to me, so what's on? And I said, you know, I might just have a rest and sort my life out. Because I finally found an apartment in Wellington. So just got to figure that out now, getting things here and sorting out my actual home.
Kia ora.
It's going to be nice to be with family and extended family. And I wish that for everyone over Easter.
Ka pai. What's the address of your apartment so we can all visit when we come to Wellington?
that I'm going to put a sign up that says...
Good on you, Kushla. Have a good weekend. We'll talk next week.
You too, Dale.
Thank you. Thanks, Kushla. A number of issues there with Kushla Tangaira Manuel.